Tidal Wave News with you.
Fodder preservation is slowly becoming an important aspect of livestock farmers who want to ensure enough feed for their animals throughout the year. A farmers group in Baringo County has devised methods of preserving silage for use during times of scarcity. Tackling effects of climate change is often a challenge to many small-scale farmers, especially in arid and semi-arid areas. With unpredictable weather patterns, many farmers are not sure of their farming calendar. However, at Mumbere's village in Eldama Ravine, Baringo County, farmers are thinking outside the box as they embrace a new method of fodder preservation. Daniel Kimtai is the manager of Mumbere's Cooperative Society.
We realize that there is a lot of effect on climate change. So farmers are being affected so much in getting quality feed throughout the year. And that's why we are now focusing on how to make silage to our farmers so that they can have feed all year round.
The preservation technique uses both manual and mechanized technologies, but with a lot of precision to get the correct nutritional value. Farmers have an option of making silage using maize or grass to create a nutrient-rich feed for their livestock in times of scarcity. For farmers at Mumbere's Cooperative Society, maize is the key crop. The maize crop is harvested after attaining the cobbing stage. The entire plant is then allowed to wilt under the shade to reduce water moisture, after which it is chopped into small sizes, compacted, and finally allowed to ferment in controlled conditions. Towet Kiprotich, an agricultural extension officer in Baringo, explains.
Wakati unaunda silage nafaa uangalie stage of harvesting ya mahindi. I try to harvest ikiwa very green sababu tunahitaji energy, that starch kwa mahindi. So mahindi ifai kuwa imekauka sana na ifai kuwa iko mbichi sana. Chu wakati iko mbichi sana inakuwa na machi mingi. So machi mingi na hiyo process ya fermentation inasumbua.
The technology uses above the ground method where farmers use dry grass which absorb excess moisture, hence preventing growth of molds. A clean PVC paper is spread on top to cover. Why are they focusing on silage? Here is Daniel Kimtai again.
Now the reason we are so much focusing on silage is that it maintains the nutritive content of the plant. So at the end of the day, your production cost to meet the requirements of a dairy cow is so minimal if you have the silage compared to other feeds.
Farmers using the method hail it for being cost effective. Isaac Tubey is a dairy farmer who has embraced the technology.
Beleni nilikuwa nikikama kwa ujumla kilo 27 mpaka kilo 30. Lakini wakati nilianza kutumia silage kutoka Januari mpaka Disemba, sababu sasa ninapangia vyakula ng'ombe hawa ya mwaka mzima, maziwa yangu iliweza kuongezeka kutoka kilo 30 mpaka kilo 100 kwa ng'ombe hawa wanne.
How cost effective is this new technique to the Mumbere's Cooperative Society? Their manager clarifies.
We realize that the cost for making 1 acre of silage, at the end of it all, from planting your own, hiring your own farm, will come up to about 4 shillings and 70 cents per kg of silage. That will be the total cost for you to get that 1 kilo of silage. Now, comparing this with the commercial silage sellers who normally charge between 15 to even 18 shillings per kg of silage, the cooperative will be able to subsidize and sell to the farmers at around 8 shillings per kilo.
Unaeka mchanga leo about 20 centimeters.
Extension officers in Baringo are now training more farmers to equip them with the knowledge and skills required on fodder preservation. Arnold Lageta, Tidal Wave News.
Tidal Wave News, with you.